Russia's once giant oil producer, Yukos, has been dismantled. At an auction in Moscow yesterday, the company's largest subsidiary was sold to a previously unknown investment group for $9.3 billion, about half of its value. The subsidiary pumps some 1 million barrels of oil a day, about 60% of Yukos' output. The Russian government ordered the sale in order to recover some $28 billion in taxes it says Yukos owes. Natalie Nougared is a reporter for the French newspaper Le Monde. What is this company? The state-owned oil company was expected to come in with a winning bid, wasn't it?
That's right, and everybody today is trying to figure out exactly what financial groups or interests might be hiding behind the winner of this auction, which is a company called Baikal Finance Group, and which until now been completely unknown to the public and to economic groups in Russia.
And it was the only bidder, though, this unknown or little-known company.
It was, in the end, the only bidder, the only company that actually put up a price for the Yugansk Neftigaz oil company, because the big state-owned group, Gazprom, which was expected to be the main bidder, actually literally pulled out and did not even articulate any amount of money that they might want to put forward.
I gather that the auction itself was a bit bizarre. Describe the proceedings for us, please.
It was very strange. It was supposed to start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and for 1 hour there were very tedious bureaucratic procedures, and suddenly the auction started. The unknown company put its bid forward, and immediately after that the Gazprom representatives asked to make a phone call and were authorized to leave the room, and eventually he returned and said he didn't have any other offer or any other bid to put forward, and that was the end of the auction. It lasted approximately 5 or 6 minutes.
What role did last week's injunction by a judge in Houston, Texas, play in this auction, if any?
It was certainly, to my mind, and many analysts say, quite decisive in the sense that this injunction would have allowed for court procedures in outside Russia against the winner of this auction, meaning if Gazprom, the big Russian gas company, had won the auction, Gazprom provides about one quarter of Europe's needs in gas, and so it has many assets and certainly bank accounts outside Russia. If Gazprom had won this auction, they might have been exposed to possibly some asset seizures outside Russia. So it was in the interest of the Kremlin to find another company which would be officially the winner and would be eventually able later on to transfer these oil assets to Gazprom. But in the meantime, Gazprom is protected from any legal proceedings. This is what everybody's speculating about.
Yukos was once a model company for Russia's new economy. What happened?
Well, it's a combination of various factors. Last year, the owner and the boss of Yukos, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, had started to build up some kind of political power base within Russia. He had been starting to finance political parties that were critical of the Kremlin. He had set up funds to help NGOs and develop civil society. He had also lobbied for private oil pipelines in Russia, which is something the Kremlin was very nervous about. And he was also, in the minds of a lot of people here in Russia, he was conducting, in a way, his own foreign policy by traveling a lot to abroad and establishing some kind of dialogue with American oil companies. And this is all an amount of reasons that made the Kremlin want to stop him and stop his growing influence.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Natalie Nougared is the Moscow correspondent for Le Monde.